just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Will he say any more about the Mueller reports? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Attorney General Barr will testify at the Senate next hour. The day after he told a House hearing he'll release a redacted version of the special counsel's findings within a week. That's not good enough for Democrats. Barr is making Republicans happy probing the probe. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, congressional Republicans have been calling for an investigation in how the Russia probe started. Attorney General Barr told a House subcommittee he is looking into counterintelligence activities during the 2016 campaign.
I am reviewing the conduct of the investigation.
After the hearing, Democrat Chair Nita Lowey suggested Barr is in cahoots with the White House.
He's working for the President of the United States. As far as I know, he's taking directives from the President.
Barr also told lawmakers he expects an inspector general review of the FISA process in the Russia probe to be finished by May or June. Dave?
Rachel, President Trump insists he's not cleaning house at Homeland Security. The acting deputy director's departure is the fourth in recent days amid a surge of immigrants apprehended, more than 100,000 last month, up from 66,000 in February. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, takes issue with critics who say kids coming here are being reunited with families.
It's wishful thinking that they're united with family members and sponsors, and they're gainfully employed, and life is wonderful, roses and lollipops after that. You don't know where they are. You don't know who's human trafficked.
Democrats say Trump policies are causing the problems at the border. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, climate change is what's really causing all these migrants to flee their homes. It appears a big Trump ally in Israel will remain in power. Benjamin Netanyahu's party leads in the voting there.
I was very moved that the nation of Israel once again entrusted me for the fifth time.
He needs a coalition, though, to remain prime minister. He'll build that. An aide to Palestinian President Abbas says this raises fears Israel could annex parts of the occupied West Bank. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher investment fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, it didn't take long for New Zealand to take action on gun control. A new law will go into effect Friday. 4 weeks after the shooting sprees at two Christchurch mosques, a gunman murdering 50 people.
New Zealand's parliament voting to ban most automatic and semi-automatic firearms, plus parts that modify existing weapons.
And I have to reflect, Mr. Speaker, that when I visited the hospitals and the victims, that none of them had just one gunshot wound.
The change championed by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
I could not fathom how weapons that could cause such destruction and large-scale death could have been obtained legally.
Only one lawmaker voted against the bill. Simon Owen, Fox News.
The city of Pittsburgh's also approved a gun control sign in the law yesterday, including the provision to take weapons from anyone deemed a danger to themselves or others after a gunman shot up a synagogue last year, murdering 11 people. But gun rights advocates filed suit right away, calling it unconstitutional, saying Pennsylvania law doesn't allow cities to regulate gun ownership or possession. This would ban some firearms and high-capacity ammo magazines, and it's drawing the ire of the NRA's Amy Hunter.
To say that it's large capacity is patently false. That's not the case when you look at when anyone who knows firearms would not call these large capacity. And that is very much a political leverage. It's a term that has been applied by anti-gun activists.
There was more inflation last month. Consumer prices rose 0.4%, a big part of that how much more expensive it is to fill up at the gas pump lately. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures are rising. A North Carolina man is off the hook in an unusual criminal case. Michael Hinson had been charged with animal cruelty and abandonment for leaving his pet fish behind with no food when he was evicted from his Wilmington home last month. The fish survived now in an aquarium store. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Prosecutors have dismissed charges against a Champaign man in a November shooting. It came after police determined he was not involved. 26-year-old Dante Pickens had been arrested a month ago in connection to the shooting of a woman who was in a car leaving the American Legion on North Hickory Street on November 18th. Two co-defendants remain behind bars. An Arkansas man has been re-arrested after he allegedly posted bond in Champaign County through an online service using stolen credit card information. 25-year-old Edwin McCraney of West Memphis had been facing charges of aggravated unlawful use of weapons and aggravated assault, and his bond was set at $10,000. The county found out after his bond was posted that it was done using stolen credit card information. The sheriff has since suspended the use of GovPay to pay bond. Rain today, windy and a high of 57. Tonight, windy and a low of 46. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is the 10th annual Champaign-Urbana Autism Walk and Resource Fair on Saturday, April 13th at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana.
Autism affects 1 in 59 children. There will be a lot to do with inflatables, games, and raffles.
Plus, Lone Star Lodge number 18, free and accepted Masons, will provide free safety and child identification kits.
The event starts at 11:30 with the walk beginning at 2. The 10th annual Autism Walk and Resource Fair, Saturday, April 13th at Stone Creek Golf Club in Urbana.
Details on Facebook and at CUAutismNetwork.org.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. And we are looking forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Cloudy and windy and some showers this morning. Partly cloudy by today. Later on in the afternoon and a high 58, 46 are low tonight. Cloudy and windy for tomorrow with a high 74 down to 46. Up to 57 on Friday and Saturday with partly cloudy and breezy conditions. We could see some rain on Sunday. High 47. Right now the temperature's at 43. ESPN 93.5.
Well, grab your kids, lace up your sneakers, hit the course. The 11th annual Busey, Illinois Youth Run is coming. Youth Run encourages kids to get involved, making the Illinois Marathon an event for the entire fam.
Mm-hmm.
Busey proud to sponsor the Youth Run, brought to you by the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. So it is Saturday, April 27 at 3 p.m. Race is run entirely within Memorial Stadium in Champaign. Finishes at the 50-yard line in the stadium. How cool would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Children 10 and under encouraged to participate. Separate races according to age. There's even a heat for siblings. Why would you want siblings?
Nice.
Yeah, but why would you want siblings to
just
race?
Just imagine how you and Johnny, how competitive you were. You'd be, you know, elbowing each other at the finish line back in the day.
It was fine with him beating me because he was so competitive, so I didn't care. Except in the watermelon eating contest 1975.
Okay.
I had Louis Stahl tell me how to eat watermelon fast, and I won 5-4.
I have also, mine was a corn eating contest.
Yeah,
at the sweet
mine was
corn
watermelon, test. Push the water out, boy. That's what he coached me.
I see.
For only $15, make sure you don't miss out on this family fun event. Three ways to register online through the 21st. Visit IllinoisMarathon.com by mail or in person at the Health and Fitness Expo on April 25, 26. Or the day of the youth run on April 27. Kids get goodies. It's going to be a great time. Make sure you don't miss out on this family fun event. Register today. Learn more about it. Busey Illinois Youth Run and the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Visit IllinoisMarathon.com, IllinoisMarathon.com, or Busey.com. And get all of your information, and you'll be good to go. All right, ESPN 93.5. Always a pleasure to get Wendy Patrick on the phone. She's out in San Diego. We love talking to her because of some of the stuff that comes down legally that is really hard to sort through. This is why we call San Diego, California every now and then. Wendy, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Stevie. Always a pleasure. A
pleasure having you on bright and early at 6:10. Is it light in San Diego at 6:10 in April?
Oh, not quite yet. Not in April, but the sun's coming up.
Issue one. Parent charged with allowing underage drinking. Police said a 17-year-old who was highly intoxicated found at the party. This is probably not that unusual.
It's not that unusual, but the changing laws are. We should take note of it. The reason, Stevie, this case is significant is many parents do this. They don't want their kids out drinking and driving, exercising poor judgment, so they say, we'll bring the party to us. We will host the party, and you can have your friends over. Now, we know how it is. They at first try to say, no alcohol, no drugs, no drinking. But what happens as more and more teens arrive? As the sun begins to go down, it gets dark, you can no longer monitor who's coming and going and with what. This is the kind of situation that comes up. I'll just use this as a test case. You have police actually get called to the house and claiming, you know, you can't, you're responsible, you homeowners. If there's anybody underage drinking, they say there's not. It's alcohol free. Cops don't see anything unusual. They leave. What happens then? Sun goes down. About 100 more teens show up. Cops are called back. And this time they see what we call in the law circumstantial evidence of drinking. This includes alcohol containers scattered around, marijuana pipe on the table, a teenager passed out on a neighbor's lawn.
Wow.
So now we get into the area of criminal liability. In fact, in this particular Pennsylvania case, cops basically said they would have arrested the parents were it not for the fact that they were letting a number of those teens sleep over. So this is a scary set of facts that represents basically what we call social hosting laws, which exist in, get this, 28 states.
Wow. What do you think happens then? What's going to happen with all this?
Well, you're probably going to see even more states impose laws like this.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to see parents in jail. Parents are probably better at home taking care of their kids. But whether it's in terms of fines, public work service, et cetera, my guess is we'll see more states adopt these. Why? There were only 18 states back in 2005 that had these laws. So 10 more states since then. And who's to say that number isn't going to increase? It's one of those laws that makes a lot of sense, although I also understand, you know, many of your listeners might remember growing up that, gosh, that's what their neighborhood parents did, is they said, let's have the kids be safe, we'll keep an eye on them, we'll keep them at home. But the law says if you allow underage drinking in that atmosphere, you could be criminally charged.
And even if you don't know what's happening, you're still charged.
I mean, what if they're hiding things in the yard and
they
going to it?
Vodka in the water bottle. I mean, that kind of stuff. That's happened before. So it is.
That's the way it happens. That's why I mentioned circumstantial evidence.
Right.
There comes a point where plausible deniability is becomes impossible.
Well, again,
you know they're drinking, and that's when you have to fess up and say,
well, then
either get out or no more drinking.
And I get the keep them at the house thing, but the ones that say they're going to do it anyway, it just, I disagree with that philosophy. It's like, okay, have all the kids over, give them condoms. You're going to do it anyway. Might as well do it in the backyard. I disagree with all that.
Right.
I say
most of us do, but the ones that don't have to be aware that it's at their own risk to allow this. And just for the sake of the news reporting, this particular party that was highlighted in Pennsylvania, those parents believed what the three of us believe.
Right.
You should not have any alcohol in our home.
Right.
The problem, as you point out, is they couldn't monitor the situation as the evening progressed.
Wendy Patrick, last one, the classic hash brown defense. What's that?
Okay, so the good thing is the morning and we're all getting hungry. This is a great story where there was a man that was cited for talking on a cell phone while driving, and he claims it wasn't a cell phone, it was a hash brown. Now, many of us eat while we drive. I mean, that's called multitasking, but you cannot do it if it causes you to be distracted as you're driving. So the police officer says, I saw the glow of a cell phone. This man says it wasn't. I was eating a hash brown, and instead of paying $300 fine, I'm going to pay $1,000 for a lawyer to fight this out of principle.
Okay.
So it's one of those cases, kind of like the last one, that reflects the reality that it almost doesn't matter what you're doing in the car. If it is proven that you are distracted, you could be cited. Now, in this particular case, the question is coming down to, was it a hash brown or a cell phone? But there's lots of things that distract us in the car. Pets, eating, grooming. I mean, look at the list goes on. Best thing to do, two hands on the wheel, right? But remember, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, just like your driving test. and you will save yourself the time and expense of this man who has now made news claiming that he was just eating a hash brown behind the wheel.
Check the fingers. If there's grease on there, then he's probably right. So I don't know. They have the DNA for that. Wendy, thank
you. Yeah, good point. Good point.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure.
Wendy Patrick, 815. Out in San Diego, legal expert. ESPN 93.5, we check your sports headlines. Cubbies play tonight. If you missed it, they didn't play yesterday because it's early April, and they had that day in case it was bad weather. It's going to be chillier up there in Chicago tonight for that game.
That's for sure. 7:05 first pitch. You'll hear the action on US 105.9 against Pittsburgh Pirates. Cardinals beat the Dodgers yesterday 4-0. Yachty drove in 3 runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've got another game in this series.
Yep, tonight.
Okay.
Is it the Cardinals starting games earlier? It appears that they're getting started like a half hour earlier than they last year, which means the game is over 10:30, 11,
sure.
over to 10, which is better.
Huh.
Because, you know, school nights and stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that. Tampa Bay beat the Chicago White Sox 10-5 yesterday. They've also got a game on Chicago's south side tonight. The Bulls got beat by the New York Knicks 96-86. Pacers are at Atlanta this evening on ice. The NHL playoffs start. 16 teams involved. A lot of local folks interested in St. Louis Blues at Winnipeg. On to baseball locally, ISU over Illinois 77-6. And the walk-off double in the bottom of the 13th is what sealed the deal with our local guy.
Joe Isles.
Making that
big double.
Happen.
Double, a third baseman for him. And played when ISU played here over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
A weekend series. I think we swept them.
That's right.
Now they got us back.
We'll be up in Minneapolis for Friday night, taking on those Golden Gophers back into the Big Ten. We are 20-11 on the season. There was a Bragg and Rights doubleheader in softball action yesterday in Missouri. And Missouri was on top 2-0 and 3-2. In college coaching basketball news, Mick or Mike Cronin?
It's Mick Cronin. He's Cincinnati's basketball coach for a long time.
Okay.
And Mick Cronin gets a UCLA job after Rick Barnes, Tennessee's guy, was lured for $5 million a year and did not take it.
Huh.
He's 65 next year and says, I'm good in Tennessee.
Back to our Illini. A volleyball team in action in Hop Hall tonight at 6 o'clock. For a spring game against Purdue.
Yeah, fun.
Of course, our Illini spring game for the football team, Saturday at 2 at Memorial Stadium. And Game Day Spirit has their big sale at Memorial Stadium going on in the morning and throughout the day. So, pretty cool stuff for our Illini fans coming into the weekend.
Okay, Foreigner, June 23, State Farm Center, like 80 million album sales or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to the State Farm Center. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Boy, State Farm Center got it going on. Of course, we had a blast there with the Kenny Chesney show on Friday. And they announced earlier this week about Miranda Lambert's show on October 10th.
That's a big name, too.
Exactly.
Kevin over there knocking it out of the park.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
We're all over it on US 105.9.
Yeah.
We had a party bus from Pia's for Kenny Chesney. And we're going to do the same for Miranda on October 10th.
Fun.
Those tickets are on sale on Friday. So over on US 105.9, you're home for the Cubs. We're also doing a Miranda mashup to win those
fun
tickets.
Fun, fun, fun. And when's Billy Joel coming again?
Oh, haven't seen that
Come
one.
Come on, man. Come on.
I know one of your faves,
TV. Yeah, Billy. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Morning showers, windy conditions, possibly partly cloudy by this afternoon. Today's high 58, 46 our low tonight. Cloudy and windy tomorrow, high 74, low 46. 57 the high Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy. Right now the temperature is at 42. By the way, Kyle texted in to 359-2255 and asked about your opinion of cop cars having tinted windows.
Cop cars have tinted windows?
Right.
Well, they're the cops.
I don't know.
You don't have to look in there.
At least they don't have to be nervous walking up to that.
Well, unless you do a citizen's arrest on a cop car, what does it matter? They're the police. They're ones in authority. And I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about these officers going up these tinted windows. They don't know if there's a Uzi pointed at them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Kyle. 820.
from the Fox Business Network. You were paying a little more for things last month. Consumer prices rose 0.4% in March, up 1.9% from a year earlier. Prices rose for gasoline, electricity, and housing. Excluding food and energy, the increase was just 0.1%. We now have a closer look at Saudi Aramco, the government-owned oil company, after its first-ever bond sale. It raised $12 billion in the sale, a sign of confidence from financial institutions to back its future plans. The Wall Street Journal says Aramco is bigger and more profitable than Apple, Alphabet, and Amazon combined. Delta Airlines' winter quarter was stronger than expected, and Delta isn't planning to cut back, an encouraging sign heading into the summer travel season. It is the first of the major airlines to report earnings. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Racing action is back this Friday night at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois. It's opening night. Track points begin for lates, modifieds, crates, and streets. Don't miss opening night at the Farmer City Raceway. Gates open at 4 p.m. General admission just $12 for adults. Kids 12 and under get in free, and pit passes just $30. It's opening night this Friday at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois, where we'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Covino and Rich.
Aaron Rodgers, Aaron, as we said. Is it a smear attack? There's a Bleacher Report story where Aaron Rodgers calls it a smear attack.
Could it be that we're just seeing the inner workings and mindset of one of the most competitive guys in professional football? We're talking professional athletes. We're talking these guys are as competitive as could be.
Some
meaning,
people can't handle that.
Yeah, he's not there to worry about your feelings. He's not there to be buddy chummy and be your pal.
This is fantastic.
Dude, he's there to win. Oh. He's a leader. So if you're not pulling your weight and he gets on you a little bit, oh, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings in this extra sensitive culture we live in. We live in a society now, and there's been many stories about this, where it's the anxiety-ridden athlete of today. And maybe he's coming from a place of, yo, I'm the leader and I'm calling the shots, and some people just aren't cut out for that.
Napa know-how.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil plus a Napa platinum oil filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa full synthetic and a Napa platinum oil filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Spring is here and it's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm the PGA golf professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
Yeah, Becky Beach, legend.
She's awesome.
Down at Stone Creek, she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Becky is such a good teacher, too. Oh, and golfer. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's kind of fun to stop by. You go North Neal before you get to I-74. It's on the right-hand side. You walk in, and it's stand by now. Because the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, all they do is appliances, but they also have people, wait for it, that know the product.
What?
I know.
they actually can explain. And you haven't bought something for a while. I just know it. So go check it out, and you're going to just kind of get giddy. What is this view?
It can do that?
It can do that. Whoa. I can hang it up in the dryer? What's that? It's like steaming or something.
Nice.
No, it's pretty nutty. You kind of need them because they have to teach you how to run the thing. But they'll deliver it, and they got quality. And you know, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you get a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Online, appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
It's appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, 826. Diane wanted me to make this hard, so it's her fault. So here's Name That Tune for Foreigner tickets before you can buy them on your hot concert station.
There you go.
Yeah, we play no music. 359-2255. 359-2255. Tell me when.
I got it.
That's it?
I mean,
is that all I wanted to play? You want me to play that?
Maybe a little more.
Okay, fine. Make it easy, Diane. 359-2255. Name this Foreigner tune. Tell me when.
I mean, that's all I need.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so if you say, what are we doing with Diane? Said,
okay.
Make it hard.
Should I just, you know, answer the phone?
Do
or,
people?
I mean, yeah.
They know this?
Yeah.
Just on this? All right, 359-2255. If you think you know the name of this song.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. For decades, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for their knowledge and commitment to customer service. And you can too. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Presenting their case first is the Weeds, with the jury of consumers to decide their fate.
We the Weeds don't really ask for much. We just need sunlight, all the moisture in the world, our roots to grow, and to get larger. That's the life of a weed. Let us stay, and you won't be sorry.
Okay, okay, okay. Order in the court. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. The lawn is supposed to be a thing of beauty. That's where we come in. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, we have the jury's verdict. Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
Hey, objection.
Overruled.
Thank you, Judge. That's spring-green.com. Or call 359-2111.
We started 5 years ago, in March, actually. So we're 5 years in the business, kind of taking our passion to grow the business. Everybody that we hire is good with people, good with customers. Everyone cares about the work they're doing, especially in storm situations as well. I always recommend using local contractors, guys that are there after the storm. When they call Freedom Roofing, you get an answer phone call, quick service. We follow up with the customers after the job. Our final job cleanup is second to none. Find me at freedomchampagne.com.
Brian?
Hello?
You have a chance, my friend. There's no way you know this from this. Here, listen carefully. Can you name that Foreigner tune?
Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Come on! Billy! What are you? Some sort of a genius?
The DJ now, but back then, as soon as I heard that note, I started to look for who I'm going to dance slow dance with on the high school gym floor.
No, I never did that.
You know, I was thinking to myself, ooh, I got 4.5 minutes here to spend time with that special someone on the dance floor.
Never did that.
Oh, come on.
Nobody ever wanted to dance with me. That's pretty much the reason for that.
Oh.
Brian, good going, partner.
Yes,
I'm so happy for you, my friend. You enjoy the Foreigner tickets for free, bebe.
I'm going to. That'll be awesome.
Well, Brian's a good guitar player himself. He can go. You can flat out go, my friend. He plays in the worship band at Meadowbrook Church. He's awesome. Brian, you enjoy these, buddy. I'm glad you caught in. Glad you got this. I didn't give you much. Good going.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Brian wins.
I just knew it. Just a little bit of the note, and they would get it.
And so you'd run it. See, I never did that in my life because there wasn't anybody that I'd ever go to a dance because I'd never danced because they didn't. I was cool because I had the afro, but nobody really liked me. Anyway.
The first notes of Careless Whisper from Wham! I would just send me off running, trying to find my partner.
And she always did!
Fox News, Lillian Wu. Stay tuned on Capitol Hill for the Attorney General who faced questions on the Mueller report from a House committee yesterday. Today, he goes before a Senate subcommittee.
The thing to watch is whether we get more information about these ongoing investigations and reviews looking at the genesis of the FBI's Russia probe.
Fox's Catherine Herridge.
We've been reporting here at Fox News for weeks, if not months, that there's a parallel set of investigations that's being run by the Justice Department's Inspector General. And yesterday, for the first time, the Attorney General said he expects one of those reports as early as May or June of this year.
And a space breakthrough. Scientists revealing the first image ever made of a black hole with assembled data gathered from 8 radio telescopes around the world. Co-discoverer Jessica Dempsey saying its vivid ring of light reminds her of the flaming eye of Sauron from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District is hosting a diaper drive. It is today from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. It is in the parking lot of their office at 201 West Kenyon Road C. Donated diapers will be given to the Bottom Line Diaper Bank, which gives diapers to Champaign County agencies helping low-income families. Donors can bring diapers or donate money that can be used to buy diapers. If you work for Bank of America, get ready for a raise. Bank of America announced it is raising its minimum wage to $20 an hour over a two-year period, starting with an increase to $17 an hour next month. It'll eventually hit $20 an hour in 2021. Bank of America raised its hourly minimum wage to $15 an hour in 2017. Rain today, windy with a high of 57. Tonight, windy and a low of 46. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. All right. It is Wednesday. It's April 10. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm going to talk for a moment about something you don't think about, but probably ought to kind of do this. Stand by. ESPN 93.5. It's Diane Ducey with our weather.
Thanks, Stevie. Kind of great conditions this morning. There is a shot at some showers. We've got a high of 58 expected. 46 hour low tonight. Up to 74, more mild for us tomorrow. Cloudy and windy. And then we're wrapping up the week and Saturday with a high around 57. Partly cloudy and windy. Currently 43. ESPN 93.5.
Many people are unaware they have hypertension, high blood pressure. More than 70 million Americans, 70 million are living with high blood pressure or hypertension, according to the Blue Cross Blue Shield Health Index, a first-of-its-kind metric. Internal medicine specialist Dr. Rosemary Bates. How are you, Rosemary?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Fine. Okay, so do I go into one of the little machiny thingies at Walmart and check my blood pressure, or is that not accurate?
Oh, great question. Great question. So, you know what is, I think, I don't know how accurate it is, but I think checking it is it's better than not checking it, number one. And number two, sometimes I think it's just good to know trends. So, for instance, if you did the same, if you did what you always did, you would at least see a trend. And the problem with high blood pressure, you know, high blood pressure, the pressure is with the force that your blood is exerting on your blood vessels. And we call it the silent killer because you most likely have no signs or symptoms of having high blood pressure.
And then what happens if I have, I just keel over, heart attack, stroke, what happens?
So if you can imagine that pressure, it's sort of like water going through your house at a higher pressure. So first of all, it's making your blood vessels thicker, less flexible, bad. Your heart is pumping harder. Bad, not good. It's getting more muscular, but over time, it works less and less well. We talk about heart failure eventually. It's a big risk factor for stroke, for heart attacks, actually for diabetes. I mean, nothing good, absolutely nothing good. People often don't know. I mean, you would, unless you had your blood pressure randomly checked, you may not ever know.
Yeah.
It's not unless you have extremely high that you're going to have a symptom.
What is the number? It's systolic and diastolic?
Yeah.
I mean, what should it be?
Yeah.
Like 120 over 80? What's a perfect number for somebody?
Yes, 120 over 80 or less. So systolic is the top number. Diastolic is the bottom number. And the top number is when your heart is squeezing the pressure in your system, and the bottom number is when it's relaxing.
Okay.
So 120 over 80 or less is good. Anything over that is starting to be a little bit bad. The higher, the worse, if you will.
Okay, and so if what about beats per minute? Does that matter? It's probably telling me what kind of shape I'm in, how many times my heart beats a minute.
Yeah, so yes. So in other words, you think of how if it's too, the more fit you are, like the more cardio you do, the better that number's going to be, the lower.
Yeah.
You know, and it can't be too low unless you're symptomatic or you really do have a sick heart. But the blood pressure is absolutely critical. And again, you may not know if it's up. And then you might go for an eye exam and you've already got some damage in your vessel. So it's extremely important. Exercise, get out there, do something, lose a few pounds, watch your salt intake, your vegetables, your fruits, all the good stuff, all the usual suspects.
Dr. Rosemary Bates is my British woman who's lived in Texas 40 years. Is that right? Do I remember that properly?
32 years. That's pretty good. I'm fairly impressed. 32 years as a Texan. That's right.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate your insight. I guess the moral of the story is please check your blood pressure, my friends. Please check your blood pressure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rosemary. You might have saved a life today. Thanks so much.
You have a great day. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You betcha.
I was fairly impressed.
How can you sound like that if you're in Texas for like 42 years? I don't get it. 841.
I'll be more than happy to come visit you and give you a free quote. I'm Joel Kusky. Please connect with me at Kusky.com. That's KOUSKI.com.
He's pretty good. The folks are really reaching out to him. Joel Kusky, KOUSKI.com. Here's your sports headline.
Yeah, when you consider all the possibilities on your property and it's green and up, it's just awesome. We've got a win from the Cardinals yesterday, 4-0 over the Dodgers. We also have the Cubs in action against Pittsburgh tonight. They had the day off yesterday. You'll hear the Cubs on US 105.9. Tampa Bay beat the Chicago White Sox 10-5. They've got a game this evening from the south side of Chicago. New York Knicks beat the Bulls 96-86. Pacers in Atlanta in action tonight. NHL playoffs begin this evening. 16 teams. We've got the St. Louis Blues at Winnipeg. On to the Illini. Our volleyball team at Huff Hall at 6 o'clock tonight, playing a spring game against Purdue. Our Illini ladies on the softball diamond yesterday down in Missouri, 2-0 and 3-2 with the Tigers on top in that Bragging Rights doubleheader. ISU ended up beating the Illini 7-6 with that walk-off double from the bottom of the 13th. They've got Minnesota on Friday night. Boy, that was a long game. 4 hours and 47 minutes. That does it for sports.
A long time for baseball game because you like playing these midweek things, but let's be very honest, it doesn't really matter. You want to win in the Big Ten.
Right. You don't want to burn your wick on the Redbirds.
Yeah. So Stevie J might have pitched last night for Dan Harlan.
I see.
And I would have given up more than a double to Joe Isles.
Mm-hmm.
845.
The Exercise Technology and Cognition Lab at the University of Illinois is looking for adults, especially men, ages 35 to 64 who are not currently physically active, to participate in a year-long exercise study. This includes a one-year membership to the Refinery Gym, a Fitbit you can keep, and $100 cash for completing testing. If interested, visit exercisestudy.com/join. Go to exercisestudy.com/join or call 217-300-7484. That's 217-300-7484.
Well, we're going to check our weather. Didn't somebody say North Dakota had like 2 feet of snow?
They're getting it.
Coming. Okay.
And it was like, a 70-degree day recently. And these areas that get snow typically. So been kind of crazy. And really for us, we're up and down. A slight chance of precipitation, cloudy and windy, high 58, low 46. 74 the high tomorrow, cloudy and windy, 20% chance of precip, down to 46 in the evening. Partly cloudy and windy, only up to 56, down to 36 on Friday, and 57 the high on Saturday, 47 with rainy conditions as we wrap up the weekend Sunday. We're currently at 43 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Well, we have a Cubs Cardinal bus trip coming, and we'd love to have you if you can make it. It's a Sunday. About the only day game I could find for the Cubs and Cardinals was this day. It's June 2, and Health Alliance has been kind to let us park in the lot. We normally park at First Christian Church, but it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be across the street there on Curtis near Staley. It's a quick jump-off point to get down to Busch Stadium. And I was there twice on Friday and Saturday, so I drove twice. It's such an easy access. It is so easy to get in and out of Busch Stadium. And literally, You come out of the parking lot where we park near, it's off 8th Street. It's like $20 to park. So you park there, you go left, right, left, left, and I'm on the interstate.
That's great.
It's just, even in the, we waited to the end of the game, we didn't try and leave early, and we just the whole traffic, about 10 minutes to get out.
Okay.
Pretty good. Anyway, if you'd like to join us, we'll do the drive-in. If you'd like to come to Busch Stadium, we only have two buses this year for a Cub Cardinal bus trip. Here you go. Don't miss the 9th annual Stevie J Broadcasting Caravan to Busch Stadium as we enjoy the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs Sunday, June 2nd at 1:15. We only have two buses this year, and tickets are now on sale at the ESPN 93.5 studios. For $259 per ticket, get seats in the National Car Rental Suite with all food and beverages included, or buy your infield terrace ticket for only $139. Ticket price include motor coach transportation. Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com.
913.
Earlier this morning, we talked with Christopher Scalia, the son of Antonin Scalia, former Supreme Court Justice, who I guess visited the University of Illinois about 12 years ago. There's a book out now titled On Faith, Lessons from an American Believer. And I asked Christopher how all that got started.
He sent a copy of it, a manuscript of it, to a friend who read it over and sent notes back that the very day before my father passed away in 2016. So this project was close to his heart. And Ed Whalen, my co-editor, and I really wanted to make sure that ambition was realized. My father obviously spoke about the law very often, but he spoke about his religious faith very often as well, and often in relation to the law. So we just thought it was really important to get those ideas in the hands of as many Americans as possible so that somebody knew or had the opportunity to encounter his ideas.
Christopher Scalia earlier this morning.
And Anton did die in 2016, the day after quail hunting in Texas.
Yeah.
He died in his sleep at the age of 79.
Yep. Remember it. He was quail hunting. Okay. Ebert Fest today. It starts at the Virginia Theater. There's all kinds of stuff going on through Saturday.
Yes.
And it's one of those deals where if you don't have tickets, you'll have to go stand before the show you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Was it EbertFest something dot something? It's
EbertFest.org.
Okay.
Ebert.com and Virginia.org. Amazing Grace to start things off. And it's pretty cool, this career of Aretha Franklin, how they have the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Choir of Champaign-Urbana singing to perform.
Wow.
Like before, after, maybe during. I'm not sure how this will work, but it sounds like a very cool scene.
How many of the great R&B people started in church?
Right.
Like all of them?
Almost all of
them.
Yeah. And then Jennifer Tilly is a notable that will be in town. Her movie Bound will show tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And one that I have an asterisk next to is Won't You Be My Neighbor Saturday at 1:30 with Morgan Neville, the director, talking about his relationship with Mr. Fred Rogers.
Wrap it up here in a minute or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Well, we gave out a whole bunch of game day certificates that we're going to be reaching out to you after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is tomorrow spring green? I can't remember. Anyway, something good tomorrow. So you need to get in the habit of being here at about 7:40 every morning, because essentially I'm giving you my money to spend somewhere if you'll give me a little feedback.
Love this partners program,
well,
Stevie. Good idea.
I want some of these myself.
Me too.
So if you don't text, then Diane gets
it. Right.
So don't text.
The vulture technique of swooping in after the time has expired.
I got the spring football Saturday as well. Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. A little more on everything. Stand by of the Jeremy Warner program coming up. Tay and Karp this afternoon. Cardinals tonight on the air at 6 o'clock tonight. With the Cardinal broadcast, the Cubs on US 105.9 a little after 7.
Pirates.
Pittsburgh in town in Chicago. Be a little chillier than it was on opening day.
That's right.
That's okay. Used to that April in Chicago off the lake.
Exactly.
Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy your day.
I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey. Meet again tomorrow on the radio. That's a Thursday program tomorrow, 7 to 9. Thanks again for listening. Appreciate you. Have a great Wednesday.
Spring is here, and so is the National Flora.